greetings. Welcome to another one of your conference calls here at KTFAlways.com. We are a Christian-based organization. That's what we stand for. Keep the faith always in our Heavenly Father. I welcome you with agape love, and I ask you to come with me as we go into God's throne room and prepare ourselves, not just, you know, physically, but mentally and spiritually for our call tonight. Abba. Abba, may I enter your throne room. I stand on hollow ground, and I respect it. Abba, I pray for our conference call for tonight. Lord, keep the demons away. Keep the children away. Help us, Lord, that we can be surrounded by your angels, that they may open up their wings and just wrap those wings around us. Abba, take care of us and help us that we can understand what it is that we want to communicate with each other tonight. Obviously, in my opinion, but in an opinion in which we have taken it to you in prayer. Abba, today I had a lady that called me, and she told me that you told her that this investment is a scam. And she called me with great concern to let me know this. She said that I need to hear from you, that I need to hear your voice, that I need to fast. She told me all the things that I was doing wrong. And then, Abba, I told her the things that she was doing wrong. Judge me not, and only you, Father, judge me. I do not believe that this is a scam. I believe with all my heart that this is a wealth transfer that is being processed right now. The evidence is before me. May I kindly say to this lady that she simply lacks faith in the evidence of the things hoped for and the things being seen right now. I bring this subject up to you, Father, right now as a witness of all those that are listening to this prayer, to proclaim to them and to you that I have come to you in prayer and I have asked you permission to do what I do. If you feel, Father, that I should not be doing this, let me hear you clearly. But I have heard you in my spirit, not in my ears, but in my spirit. In the same spirit that I used to hear with my mother and my father when I was just a little baby. I would remember their voice. And if it was in a nice, sweet voice, I came running. If it was my full name and a little deeper, I knew I was in trouble. Abba, when you decide for me to hear your voice, I pray that it is sweet. I pray that I am worthy to hear your voice. Until then, I feel the Holy Spirit. I pray for that lady. I pray for our conference call tonight. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
The floor is yours.
All right. So what did you think of that dance, Frank? That woman's name was Mahal.
Yeah, that was a beautiful... What was it, Paul?
Mahal. Mahal was her name. We were at a get-together, an oyster feed down in Maryland, and she was a friend, one of the guests, and it was a birthday, I guess an anniversary party for our friend's father, who, he's 97.
Wow, yeah, I saw that with the, you mentioned that in the text that you sent me. I actually thought it was a lady dancing in Hawaii, but then when I saw what you wrote down, I realized what it was all about. But, yeah, it's beautiful. Hawaiian dancing is amazing. In fact, you know something? This might blow you out of the water, Andy, but Hawaiian dancing was never made for women. It was very, very sacrilegious to the Hawaiian kings and queens, to the monarchy. Hawaiian dancing was done by men because the dance told the story of their wars, of their warrior adventures, of their hunting adventures, the story of their king and all that stuff. So it wasn't until Hawaii was discovered by the white man that they decided they wanted the women to dance because it was attractive for the tourists. And sure enough,
That makes sense.
And I have no problems with it, men or women. I think Hawaiian hula is just awesome. Awesome. Maybe someday you and I can hula, okay?
I don't know. I could do a belly dance easier. I got a bigger belly. I can do a belly dance.
I was waiting for some reaction. Take the floor, my brother. Guide us.
All right. Family, I believe that some people would be more inclined to accept Jesus as their Lord if their past and present activities weren't as embarrassing to them. You know, you, however you want to say it, may feel, who would or who could ever love me, or who can ever love me if they knew who and what I really am like. So if they were to accept Jesus as their Lord and confess their sins, Jesus would know exactly what they're like. And how could he ever love anyone like me or like them or like you? Let me read a scripture here, Psalm 139, to explain it. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Now here's the thing. If you believe the Bible is the word of God or God inspired, and of course I know it. It's not a belief. I know it to be true. You can't pick or choose which parts are true. If God wrote it, it's all true. Who are you hiding from? So with that being said, God already knows everything you've done, thought, said, or will in the future. So if that's the reason you haven't decided to make Jesus your Lord, well, you can see the futility in it. The other reasons that I've heard people talk about is, if I accept Jesus, I'll have to give up all the fun things I do in life. And what would they be? Getting drunk, smoking, drugs, sex with many people, lying, stealing, hating people. And they're all things that hurt you. The other side of this is Jesus. And Jesus is about love. He came here to earth from heaven to show us how to live. And he died on the cross. He was sacrificed in place of lamb, of in place of cattle, as a final sacrifice so that none of us have to die. He promised us that if we come to him, if we call on him, he'll answer us. He'll be with us until the end. When we die from this life, if we've accepted Jesus as our Lord, we go to heaven. And we live with him in beauty and love forever. That's forever. I mean, I don't even know how else to say it. That's a long, long time. And you have the Holy Spirit to help you. You have God to protect you. Everything that you go through in life, he goes through it with you. It's a win-win situation. And again, take my challenge. Ask Jesus to show you who he is and who he wants you to be. Sincerely ask him. He'll show you, because he doesn't want to lose any of us. And if you were to decide that this sounds like a good idea to you, give me a call, 717-887-1920. Call me up. I'd love to talk to you. Or PM any of the admins. Any of them would be glad to talk to you about it. It's that important for you to accept Jesus as your Lord. Is the most important decision that you'll make in your whole life. So please do it. Please call out to Jesus. Ask him to become the Lord of your life. Tell him that you believe that he came to earth and died on the cross for your sins so that you don't have to. Ask him to become the Lord of your life. Thank you, Frank.
Good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen, once again. And the last time we were together was, I believe, Thursday, 5 days ago. It's when we did a UB2B. I was not with you on Friday, mainly because we didn't want to talk about what was going to happen on Friday, the protesting part two. And then on Saturday, we went to Columbus, all of those that supported and send well wishes. Thank you kindly. That was very, very nice of you. We took my father to Columbus, where he was honored as a military man and as a businessman in the Latin community in Ohio. And it was a really nice presentation, nice gala award. And I want to thank Fenway. Fenway, Brother Fenway. It was nice meeting you, sir. It's nice of you to travel all that way to come and just because you wanted to be the photographer for my family. That was very kind of you. And he put the pictures, I believe it was two pictures that he put on our form. Tank, you can even put more pictures. Is that what you did? My wife is going to put some more pictures of the event. Well, you know me. I had shorts on under my pants. How's that? But thank you, Fenway. That was so kind of you, and precious pictures that you took and you sent to us. And we just didn't have the time or the ability to take pictures, and that was nice of you to help us. Then on Sunday, a miracle happened. A miracle happened. My Detroit Lions actually won a football game. I have no idea how it happened. I mean, I will admit the referees that I saw on the field, not one was wearing dark glasses with a red cane and a little red tip at the end, and being guided by a German Shepherd. Not one. So I guess we had a decent chance to win this game this time, didn't we? Yeah. And then the following day is today, Monday. It's been 5 days, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what we're going to do tonight. Now, oh, by the way, before we do anything, It is extremely important that you establish the ground rules with me, that you agree with the ground rules with me. And what it is there is to be no date. There is to be no rate acquired from our study with you tonight. Oh, wow, we just passed 1111. Okay, you understand that? We're not offering you a date. We're not offering you a rate. This is a speculative investment. And it would be an insult if I even tried to offer you both of those. What we do is we analyze, number one, articles, and number two, information that is brought to us by our teams. You come because you're interested in that information. You don't have to come. You can read the articles. What we do is we go a step further because we've been blessed, all honor and glory again to God. We've been blessed with an amazing team. It has layers. I couldn't even begin to explain that to you. We're three layers in our team structure. And one layer can't really move forward with the information or the study or the interpretation unless the other two layers find the same thing that we're looking for, and that's how we back ourselves up. So then we bring it to you in our opinion, and you usually see it, usually, about, you know, 2-3 days later. Anyways, let's talk. And here's what we're going to talk about tonight. There are two subjects for tonight. Number one, last time we were together, I'm sorry, this got a little bit scratched up. You remember this? The last time that we were together, we held this up, and the golden border was the border of Iraq, and this was Iraq, right? Okay. And we started to tell you from the green zone, the CBI banks, what they did is they started to take lower denoms, we believe, to certain banks. And certain banks, I said maybe, possibly, in my opinion, they started with government banks. What's that mean? Well, like Rashid Bank, like Trade Bank, like Rahadim Bank. Yeah, you know, the government, the ones that are in the green zone. Okay. So we left off with this last time that we were together. And I told you, you see this guy, he's coming out. And all of a sudden, you busted my UB2B. Kaboom. It go kaboom. And we stopped. And I tried to tell you a little bit, you know, that what it was going to do, but we stopped. Now, what we're going to do tonight is, like I said, two things. First of all, we're going to talk about that. This drawing, this illustration, this idea that we're presenting and sharing with you. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then the other thing that we're going to talk about is the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. His name is Alak, and he's done a lot in the last past 5 days. Now, here's the interesting part to me. It's not in articles. Every time that Donald Trump does something good, the news doesn't carry it. It reminds me of that a little bit. Alak did some amazing things. He did 4 amazing things. Yeah. Where's the articles? Now, I will admit, there was one article. Remember the article that we held up and we showed you those 12 trucks? And those special soldiers, you know what I mean? With those special weapons, remember seeing them?
Yeah.
With those special armored trucks. And they went to a special place according to who? Alak. Where's the article about it? Well, we got one. Good. So that was one. You said four things. What were the other three things? Well, apparently he didn't talk about it, huh? No, he did. What's wrong, Tim?
I said, can you move the microphone closer to you?
Right. But there is no microphone.
Yeah, your phone is.
Where is the microphone?
It's on the phone.
No, sweetheart, the microphone that we use.
We don't use it for that. You talk directly into the phone.
And they can't hear me.
Well, somebody's asking, can you get it?
Get a little. My humblest. My apologies. There we go. Is that? We get the phone closer to my mouth, and I'll talk a little louder. Help me out. Where did I leave off? Where did? So where are the other three, if it was four things that you say were done, Frank? Well, we're going to talk about those tonight. So now that you have the agenda, we're going to pick up on when we left off with our drawing, and then I'm going to talk to you about luck. So let's get started. You want to? Okay. I think what we'll do is we'll get started with Mr. Alak. And this drawing, after we get done with our commercials, you know, our advertisers, then we're going to go into this. Although we're going to need a much bigger board than this. But we'll figure it out. All righty. Now, I need some notes. Here we go. And y'all hang in there with me because I don't have any glasses, so I have to really focus as hard as I can so that I can read all this, you know, tiny writing here. Okay, so let me see what I can do here. Ready? Yeah, I can see that much better. So, now, let's see. Somebody took a screenshot? They would. Let me see what it looks like on the... It's coming up. Oh, hold on. I'm just being playful. You'll enjoy this conference call. I give you my word. Okay, it's coming up. And I saw an Outer Limits once when I was a little kid, and there was a guy with big popped out eyes like that. I remember that. All right, you silly people. There's a book. By the way, for those of you that are, we're starting to shut down. Should I ignore it? This. You know, this is the problem. It's just so difficult because I want to start and then I can't start, and then when I do start, and we're stopped. For those of you that were with me on Friday, allow me just to read what I gave to you, to the rest of the family that's listening right now. There is a book that starts out by saying, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Interesting that in my opinion, right now, it is a fascinating time for the monetary reform. We have a worst of situation that is going to be used to grade a best of situation. What does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, the Central Bank of Iraq has not stopped the monetary reform. The Central Bank of Iraq has actually advanced since I've last been with you. When I read this that we typed out, we have a worse situation that is going to be used to grade a best of situation. The CBI is paying close attention right now. Very close attention to what's going on with the government. But, Frank, you said the GOI and the CBI are separate things. That they are. So why does the CBI wait and look? Join me. You ready? I briefly covered this on our YouTube if you were with me at 4:30 today. We have a friend by the name of Blue Star. And about 11 years ago, Blue Star told me that he was going to be able to interview Dr. Shabibi of the CBI, the governor. And I said, you're kidding me. No, in D.C. What should I ask him? What do you think we should ask him when? You think I should? Yeah, be bold. So John sits in the second row, and he did get selected to ask the question, by the way, one of his questions. And he asked Dr. Shabibi when it was his turn, "Sir, when will the Central Bank of Iraq add value to the Iraqi dinar?" And after about a 45 to a minute pause of just, you know, nothing but, because he really thought about it, he tells John, "When conditions are stable and we are more secure, not only with the CBI, but with the government." Yeah, because that would allow our economy then to move forward. And it would allow us as a central bank to raise the value, knowing that the government would be using the funds properly for that. Right now, there is still a war-torn environment, and it's not it's just not feasible. It's not suitable either. I literally almost memorized what he said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I say to you, there is a book that starts out by saying, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And it's interesting to me, right now, it is a fascinating time for the monetary reform. You see, we have a worse situation, the protesting, two of them already. You see, we have a worse situation that is going to be used to grade a best of situation. The CBI has watched these two protestings. The CBI did not stop the monetary reform. Well, Frank, they slowed it down. No. Well, Frank, they delayed it. No. But, Frank, you said that there would be, how did you put it, a hiccup, a sneeze, a what is it, a flatula? What was it, Frank? Did I sneak that one in there? I said it would be like a sneeze. A sneeze pauses your heart. It doesn't stop it and kills you. Oh. It didn't stop the monitor. A lock didn't stop it? No. But Frank, they had a riot. 150-something people killed. They didn't stop it then? No. Well, wait a minute. Just a couple of days ago, they had about 70-plus-something people. Another protesting, they got killed, 70 more. They didn't stop it then? No. Shut my screen down because I don't want to see anything that they're talking about. Thank you. And the CBI is using this worst situation, the riots, to grade a best of situation that they are doing. Mm-hmm. So, do we have a pause? Do we have a stoppage? Do we have a delay? Do we have a, halt? Alto, whatever you want to call it. Do we? No. Not of the monetary reform. No. No. And my mission tonight is to prove that to you, in my opinion. Continuing to read. And, in my opinion, it did not have to get to this point. The CBI is on a mission of the best of things to come for the citizens of Iraq. The GOI is on a mission, the GOI is on no mission at all. Like the last 3.5 years in Washington, D.C., with the Democrats wanting to impeach President Trump, so much time has gone to waste. The CBI, in my opinion, is eager, and ladies and gentlemen, sidebar, beyond eager. In my opinion, the CBI, Alok, whoever else is in there, are very, very anxious to raise the value of the Iraqi dinar. You see, they've hit a wall. They've hit a wall. There's not a whole lot for them to do. They're still going about the process. I suppose you could say that they slowed the process down a little bit. What do you mean by that, Frank? Well, by the end of our conference call, you'll understand. And then you'll realize, that's not a delay. That's normal. And then I'll say, yeah, I know. but nobody told you about it in the last 5 days, right? No. And that's why you come to KTFA, right? Yeah. Okay. So let me continue to read. And in my opinion, it did not have to get to this point. The CBI is on a mission of the best of things to come for the citizens of Iraq. The GOI is on no mission at all, like the last 3.5 years in Washington, D.C., with the Democrats wanting to impeach President Trump. So much time has gone to waste. The CBI, in my opinion, is eager and proud to give the purchasing power, as promised by Allah, to the citizens. We told you, family, that before the protest and the day after the protest, Allah comes out and talks about the lower denums on television and talks about the 12 armored trucks leaving the CBI in the green zone on television. This to me is clear evidence. It is evidence enough that the CBI, that Allah only, the CBI and Allah only have one thing in their mind, and that is to introduce the lower denoms to the citizens of Iraq. I sincerely, truly believe this 100%. Indeed, the CBI has the best of times for the citizens, while the GOI is showing the worst of times to the citizens right now. We all now understand that the government's governing body is mainly Iranian thieves that have used the CBI auctions. Side note, make a little star right there. Make a little star right there. We all now understand that the GOI's governing body is mainly Iranian thieves that have used the CBI auctions as their sugar daddy for their own pockets and for the weapons of terrorism for ISIS and Daesh. So, it is a good time to give the citizens the lower denoms right now, isn't it? In my opinion, like we said on your last YouTube, we're waiting to see what happens up to the 25th, Friday. I saw what happened. You saw what happened. And I hope to tell you more about what happened. Then we can measure the lava flow of the monetary reform to see if it's stopped or what's happening to it. Okay? And in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, what we saw Friday. But Frank, did you see something, I think 70, 80 people did. I said, if you saw what we saw. But what, Frank, I saw CNN, NBC, Fox, ABC, I saw them all. You saw it too. What? No. You see, on my form, I gave my family 2 videos. If they watched the videos carefully, they saw what happened. There was killing. Oh, it's sad. There was killing. But this time around, it wasn't by the Iranians, per se. It's just by bad people, period. What happened is that the citizens got, well, what happens to mass hysteria? What happens to a crowd of people? They become one in thought. And it only takes one person. Thank you. Thank you, Sauter. Go. Thank you, Sauter, for, you know, stirring the pot. Good God, man. You had a lot that was ready. He was ready. Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen. My father is calling, and it's a rare thing for him to call. Because of, my father was a prisoner of war in Korea. He was in intelligence. And they killed all of his friends, but they didn't kill him because he was in intelligence. And they beat him senseless with M1 rifles and grease guns. They had Tommy guns too, but. And then they put two bayonets in his thighs so that he wouldn't get up and escape because they didn't want him to escape. They weren't done beating him, trying to get information from him. So there are days when my father has the ability to use his brain, and there are days where he just sleeps all day. Is he okay?
He says he's okay. He just wants to talk to you and told you he's doing the show, and he says when he's finished, he's going to call me.
Did he know that we went yesterday? Did he say anything? Thank you, Beth. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for giving me that time. So, it is a good time to give the citizens the LDs. Is it a good time? Look, I don't know. I don't know the date. I don't know the time. I don't know when. But to answer that question, they're in the phase to give it to them. Oh, but Frank, there's riots and there's fires and there's problems and there's all kinds of stuff. I know. But what does that have to do with the Central Bank of Iraq? Okay, hold on. I'll think of an answer, Frank. The CBI needs to raise the value so that the GOI can do the budget? Not really. The budget's already been calculated at the program rate. They're going to have a windfall once they raise it, but no. So the GOI doesn't even need the CBI right now? Not really. What they need is to respect each other. The GOI has to clean up and get rid of all the Iranian influence, all that are stealing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, where are they stealing it from? Where are they stealing it from? The CBI. That's why I say they need to respect each other. They're not. They're not. Let's continue to read. If you have been studying with us, you now know that about 2 weeks ago, we started to tell you that the importance of the phases. Hello. We started to tell you about 2 weeks ago the importance of the phase that we are in with the monetary reform, with our study. Our opinion, as we told you, has shown you that a selected amount of banks in Iraq have received notification about lower denoms, in my opinion. We also have shared with you that there is a date for these banks in Iraq to distribute these lower denoms to the citizens, in my opinion. We never gave a date nor a rate, but we explained exactly what I just said, in my opinion. The rest of the banks will be receiving the lower denoms via a written receipt in the near proximal future, pretty soon, I hope. These actions inside this phase tell me that the lava flow of the monetary reform continues. But for the next few days, which we were looking to see what happens on Friday with the protesting, it will tell us an awful lot about the relationship between the GOI and the citizens of Iraq. So the CBI was looking at the citizens, but more so, they were looking at the GOI on how they would treat the citizens. Didn't go very well, did it? This is a crucial relationship that must not fail. It must not fail. The relationship between the citizens and the GOI, yeah? Just like I have told you until my face turned blue, the relationship between the CBI is so crucial. It must not fail with the citizens. Now, did you see the citizens attack banks? Did you see the citizens attack a locks home? Did you see the citizens, they did try to enter the green zone, but not the CBI. It was the government buildings that they tried to set on fire. By the way, the people that were killed, those are the ones that mass hysteria got a hold of them. When you protest, you know, you walk, it's like marching. And if you don't know cadence and if you don't know marching, you're going to fail. You're going to be tired and you're going to trip. A protest, there was a few rambunctious people, I suppose, that decided to break into buildings, the government buildings. You can't do that. Of course they're going to shoot you. So the majority of the people that died this time around were people that were going in places they shouldn't, like the Green Zone. Stay in the streets. March. Make it vocal. Carry bullhorns, carry signs, have somebody lead you that is important. But don't go ballistic like you did. Of course you're going to die. So I read you this that we shared with the family on Friday because we wanted to see what the results would be. This may sound a little strange, maybe even morbid, and I apologize if it comes across this way. This protest was nowhere near as bad as the first one. Now, the loss of life is always bad, no matter what. The loss of life is always bad. But it was not like the protest before. The CBI, I believe, saw that, judged it, measured it, and kept moving forward. When we get to our second half, and I show you that truck, you'll see why. Ladies and gentlemen, Walking Stick and I want to tell you that the monetary reform, as we've been saying for quite a while, it's over with. The monetary reform of the Iraqi dinar with the Fab Four, with the IMF, World Bank, U.S. Treasury, all those entities. Have you seen the meat lately? Oh, snap, light bulb's coming on. Have you seen the CBI meet with anybody lately? They don't need to. They've already met in D.C., got the final report, and they said, way to go. Now let's get this thing to calm down. Oh, and by the way, it will calm down. Are you sure, Mr. President? Yes, finance governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. Now go home and tell them that, okay? And I think he did. And here's why. Because the CBI is done, so do it. But the problem is that the process of introducing it is so political. It is so political. It's worse than Nancy, I Gotta Pee, and what's that other guy's name?
Leakershift.
Yeah. No, it's political. And here, let me help you understand this. The day before the first protesting, what did a lot do? Look at your notes. Hi, butter. I got this to deliver. Oh, thank you. The following day, protest. You think that they remembered what Alok said? Heck no. Could care less. They're trying to dodge bullets. It's very political. That protest was not necessary. Didn't I scream and yell like a banshee? Looking at the camera and saying, what's the matter with you, Sodder? Why are you doing this? Just to show off. Look, citizens of Iraq, look what I did for you. I got you purchasing power. We cleared out the government, huh? Dude. By doing that, you really pissed off the President of the United States. And it caused him to do maybe things a little faster. Yeah, a little faster. You see, family, there was a time when I looked at you in the camera because I couldn't tell you. We're going to move a little faster. Okay, fine. Who's your daddy? And I said, President Trump. Well, yesterday somebody found out who his daddy was, huh? He died like a dog, like a coward that he was, blowing himself up with his children, too. Now, do you realize that that's a powerful move? We're pulling out of Syria, huh? Said, I Gotta Pee and Adam, whatever, Nancy. What? No. What a tragedy. Shut up. You did the same thing with Obama. You said it was brilliant. No, it's a tragedy. So, Trump tells the whole world, I'm pulling out. Now, Knucklehead finds out. They left? Yes, they left. Oh. Good, I can come out of this vegetable truck. It stinks in here, all that cauliflower. Yeah, I don't like Brussels sprouts, whatever. So the knucklehead thinks, you know, that Trump is stupid. You know, like the Democrats think that Trump is stupid. God, I hate to say it, but there's something very... He's a genius. I better not say that. But militarily wise, while the rest of the world thought, oh, look, the coward USA, oh, look, a coward President Trump and the Democrats, oh, it's so embarrassing, we pulled out. It told dumbass, what was his name, Daddy, Bag Daddy, that we were pulled out. So he says, they're out? Okay, let me get out here and stretch my legs. And if you remember, I told you at that same time, it was actually 6 days later, I told you, and I turned to Tink and I said, what do they call that up there? Big Brother? Oh, yes, Big Brother in the sky. You see, that way your brain can remember I said Big Brother, and I told you through Jan, two memories add up to, I remember, Frank. Yes, you do. So as the knucklehead comes out and plays hopscotch on the sidewalk, look at this nut. I know. Look at this nut. Target him. Yes, sir. It was brilliant. It was like Donald Trump says to Baghdadi, we just froze. Okay, Donald Trump, Baghdadi. Donald Trump, chess piece, remind me, Tank. If you're on... hang in there. We have to stop this. And we have to now post a link. We now are coming up with a new link. just hit record. There we go, about 15 seconds. So go back to your live stream, ladies and gentlemen, and hit refresh. By hitting refresh, your chat will pop back up, and I will pop back up like I'm actually alive. Hold on. About 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, and we're back. We're back. All right. So where did I leave off? It was brilliant. It was like Donald Trump telling Baghdadi, hey, it's your move. So Baghdadi takes his pawn and he moves it up one space. That's it? Yeah. And Trump moves his rook over to the, let's move it over here. And he moves, I mean, he positions that board so that this knucklehead would take the bait. The Americans have left? Yes, they have. We ain't never leaving anywhere. Stupid. You haven't learned that yet about us? Wherever we go, our footprint stays. So it was a brilliant move on President Trump's part to sucker this guy out that we pulled out, and everybody complained about it. We didn't. Special ops left 100. Next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom. And the world is free of this horrible man. But you know what's more important, ladies and gentlemen? The Middle East. The Middle East. Remember the word reconciliation? The only ones that won't consider that would be Iran. And what's happening to Iran? They were the very first chess piece that was moved by Trump. What did you just do? Really? What, really? You just tried kicking the Hulk in his leg, and you think you can run? No, he's going to catch you. You just stole King Kong's cookies, bananas, and you think you're going to get away with this? So as soon as I ran, oh, man, you know, Trump was looking for, you know, a way in. And voila, they did him a favor. You see, I can talk now. Oh, I can. But before, it had to be my way. When I do something, it's just not done on purpose. It's done with purpose. Who's your daddy was for you. Brother in the sky was for you. So all that's over with now. And reconciliation is my goodness gracious, it's going to blossom. Except for Iran. Turkey's going to be cool about things. Syria might actually work things out. And the protests inside of Iraq? UN, what did Donald Trump tell you guys? Yeah. So let's read something. You want to read something from the UN? It came out about 2 hours ago. Oops. Is this on the form thing? I don't think anybody has this. There, we circled it right there. This is from the United Nations Security Council. Being sent to the government of Iraq, we put forward a comprehensive national initiative to resolve the crisis. Sack the government. That's it, man. Dump them. Sack the government and form an interim government headed by an independent personality. Early elections with a fair, I can't read what it says, fair or something, new commission. And all of this under United Nations supervision. Oh, really? Yeah. And there's more. There's more. But United Nations of supervision. Sure, put it up on the floor. Iraq. You are going to you're going to take a step backwards if this happens. Now, you let the United Nations come in there. You're going to get reports from our Firefly Today family. And you're going to see what those fire, what those reports are saying. And you're going to see that the United Nations is coming into Iraq. They don't want to slap Chapter 7 back on them, because if they do, that could be a problem for me and you and our investment. So, in my opinion, Donald Trump tells the UN, where we hold the highest representation seats, where we hold the highest union, listen to me, where we hold the highest fees, the dues that we pay, you know, where we have the highest percentage of donations to the United Nations, who do you think they're going to pay attention to? Where it's, by the way, in New York. So UN, what did Trump tell you to do? He says, well, we're going to go supervise the elections. The elections? Yeah. You know, my Firefly told me that they were actually in the process of doing that. Do you think that they're going to do it? Yeah, because they have to get rid of the government. The government is filled with nothing but a bunch of cancer. It's filled with a bunch of Iranian people. Okay. And they're stealing money from the auctions of the CBI every day. Family, sidebar. That's the second time I tell you that. Sidebar, auctions, make a note. I'll come back. Yeah, that's what we're doing. This highly political mess, family, has to end. And I think that the UN coming in to oversee the highly political re-election, restructure of the government, it's highly political. So the UN will come in and not let it be that way. Hey, come here. Hey, let me make you an offer you cannot refuse. Look here, I'll give you a bazillion dinars. You just vote for, you vote for my uncle, Herma Beef over there, okay? Ali, okay? You vote for him, okay, Ali? Sure, I take the money and run. And that's what's going to be supervised. Votes, you know, with a purple finger. Fine, you can do purple finger all you want. But they're gonna supervise the ballots. What? What? Oh, no, we lost. No kidding. It's highly political. But you see, the way that people have faith in the Central Bank of Iraq right now, because they didn't bother them. They didn't bother them, did they, family? Yeah. You're good students. You make good observations. Good for you. Because they have a good working relationship with the CBI, in my opinion. They don't trust anybody, but they'll trust the CBI in a lot more than they will Mahdi and the GOI right now. They're getting rid of them. They're not getting rid of the CBI. They're not getting rid of Alok, the governor. No. The people have to have faith in the CBI in order for the monetary reform to work. And ladies and gentlemen, the citizens, the people of Iraq, they have to have faith in the government. And to be honest with you, the only way to deal with that right now is to remove that government. Now, I know you're going to say to yourself, oh, no, I don't care if we're having early elections. Oh, no. Here we go. What? They're going to delay the monetary reform. Let me ask you something. Who of the GOI can announce the monetary reform? I don't know. Maybe Mahdi, the prime minister? That's not his autonomy. That's not his position. That's not his shot to call. That's not his lever to push. No, he was not involved in one iota of the phases of the monetary reform of the Iraqi dinar. No. So while we got a flat in the car, yeah, we got a flat. Just pull over and change the tire. But we're not going to go back home. We're going to continue on our trip. And right now, the GOI, they're being changed. They're being changed. Now, the thing is, I already told you, I already showed you with our Firefly, what was it? 144 of the ministers took off. Remember when I read it to you? The airport authorities. The airport authorities got a hold of the GOI and they said, hey, are any of these guys on a list that should not leave the country? Why? Because they're all leaving the country. Hold on, family. Shut me down. They're all leaving the country. Oh, are they really? Yeah. And then, unfortunately, I've lost my train of thought. I was going to show you another massive amount of people that left, and I can't remember what it was. Anyways, yeah, the only way to have faith, I think, in the government is to replace the government. Mahdi doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay as the prime minister. Doesn't matter. Maliki, I think he got the message. They burned his house down. They even burned the dog house down. Poor dog. They everything. And they went to palaces that they know belong to him. They burned them down. Yeah, they burned them all down. So, we got to have faith in the government because the people already have faith in the CBI. The citizens don't know any better about their currency, about what they've been given. They still, they still doubt, I suppose. But they trust the CBI more than they trust the government. But during all this time, Alok wanted to talk, and Alok talked. He talked a lot. And only one article, the trucks, came out. The other four, three things, I'll tell you tonight. In fact, I've already told you some of them. But we'll tell you more tonight. We'll put it all together for you. Now, if you're with me, and if you agree with me, that the lava flow has not stopped, the monetary reform has not stopped, in the second half of our show, hopefully we'll show you all that, then I want you to remember that our teams. No, Tony, no. Just more can kicking going on. No, you can have that opinion, just more can kicking down the road. No, Tony. And I'm that close to saying goodbye to all of you. Because you don't need me. Here, what did I say? Citizens don't know any better. Tony doesn't know any better about what they have been given. It's at the banks. In my opinion, everything about this cause, in my opinion. If you agree with me up to where I've taken you so far, then you would agree with me on this. I'm still looking for the pictures and descriptions. I'm still looking for the pictures, for the descriptions, and for the introduction of the lower denoms to the citizens. That's it. The CBI ain't looking for anything that requires that. What the CBI is doing is these three things. Oh, snap. Where's that light bulb? Put that little light bulb above the head. Let me try that again. What the CBI is doing right now is these three things. The physical, you know, the description of the physical, and the distribution of the description physical of the physical that they described. Yeah. Whatever, you know, little, what did I call it? A sneeze? A little pause for the heart to skip, you know, for a second. But it wasn't a stop. It didn't kill you. Yeah, whatever happened, that's over and done with. And it's only logical that you slow down and you check things around. You check the environment. You check the environment. That's what they were looking at. But the internal measures, but you know the procedures of the CBI to distribute the lower denoms to the citizens, that continues. That continued. Yeah. Still passing out MasterCards. Still passing out certain... They're called key cards, but for a different function for the retiree people. All the industry is still functioning in Iraq. Business is still going on. Business as usual. Banks are still open. Oh, but they had a protest. Yeah, and? The banks are still open. They haven't closed them. These are things that you need to think about and put into your formula before you say, oh, God, they're kicking the can down the road. No. No, not at all. That would be very foolish to do that, because then that would be a pause. That would be a stop. They are at the three things that I told you that they're doing right now. They're getting the pictures, the descriptions, and the distribution of the lower denoms. I like things in threes. I want you to keep these things close, these three opinions of mine close to your heart, because I'm not looking for anything else. They are at the junction of doing the rest of the monetary reform. They are at the junction of doing the rest of the monetary reform. They are at the junction of doing the rest of the monetary reform. May I give you an example? May I give you an example? Take this example to the gurus. Jan, someone says that Delta posted. He didn't tell me. Look it up and see what's on the last page. Let me give you an example that nothing has stopped. I want you to look at the CBI auctions. Sidebar. Now we're back to it. You ready? I want you to look at the auctions of the CBI. Ladies and gentlemen, the IQD exchange rate is still stable. We just had, you know, a calamity. I mean, we just had killings. We just had explosions. We had fires. It's a disaster. It's a war inside of Iraq. I mean, really? Now, I present this to you because you're good students. Look at your notes. The last time that they had these riots, remember the riots that they had? It was about almost 3 years ago. At that point, we logged it in our study the Iraqi dinar fluctuated like crazy. Even at a program rate, the 1190, what was it? It was around 11. I remember when it first we first started, it was in the 1200 range, and then it was 1170. Then it went to 1180, and now it's, I think, 1190. You see that? You see those fluctuations? Why? Well, if you study the exchange rate of the Iraqi dinar, it was because the country of Iraq was unstable at the time. It's when they were trying to get Mosul, remember? Yeah. It was when we had kicked out Obama as the president. Yeah. It was when the new president came in. So yeah, we want you to look at the auctions of the IQD exchange rate. It's still stable in the markets. There is no doom and gloom the way it's being painted. I backed off for 5 days because, really, it upsets my stomach. This morning, Tink, tell them what my blood pressure... Oh, you have the picture? Well, get it out for me. Gloom and doom. Oh, woe is me, Frank. Oh, and look at here. Dozens that lead up to hundreds of phone calls in one day. I give my phone number out. Yeah, I'm stupid. And let me show you my blood. No, that ain't it. I keep finding the high one, Jen. And I lost my train of thought. Oh, pardon me. What time... This 9 o'clock in the morning. It was the first call. The first call. Look at my blood pressure. That's at 8 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I hadn't slept yet. I got to sleep and woke up around 2 o'clock. What I do for the family is something that you could never measure. You could never measure. And, in fact, then I took my blood pressure again to see if I could calm down, and it did a little bit. But it wasn't until around 3 o'clock in the afternoon that my blood pressure came back down to normal. Because you call me, and you think it's the end of the world. Based on not what I'm telling you. You think it's the end of the world based on what other people are telling you. What a shame. And I'm very, very close to saying goodbye to everybody because of my health. This is dangerous. I could have a massive stroke at any moment. And it is because of the lifestyle. I don't eat properly. I ate a day ago. but anyways, enough, okay. Oh, it's gloom and doom, Frank. And so many of you have called me. Yes, it was a tragedy to see, people dying, a loss of lives, innocent lives. But in my opinion, family, it was less violent this time around compared to the first protest. There's about 157 that died in the first one. I think this one's like about 70 that died. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, while all of this was going on, today they report that in the United States, the S&P 500 hits an all-time high. They mentioned that jobs are climbing. They mentioned that, in fact, all of you that are with me right now, let me see a show of your hands. You can lift your hand up if you want. I can see you. How many of you have 401ks? Anybody have 401ks? How many of you are losing with your 401k right now? Yeah. What Donald Trump is doing is very it's ingenious. Is anybody's 401 down right now? No. I would. It would be hard for me to find somebody to tell me, yeah, I'm losing with my 401k. Our economy is doing fantastic. The S&P 500 hit an all-time high, and yet the Democrats are angry about what's going on. They're angry what's about to happen in Iraq. You don't think the Democrats have dinars? Of course they do. What, Jen? They're angry, the Democrats. How dare you? How dare you, American citizens, profit from our economy, from our strong market? That kind of profit is for us to steal from you, American citizens. We're politicians, and we're pissed off that you guys are making money, and we're not. You don't just stop a monetary reform's momentum because the people are in the streets, family. No. And I want to tell you another thing. Number two for you tonight. All this protesting, all of this mess, did they stop the auctions? You don't just stop a monetary momentum because the people are in the streets. No. And the auctions are still going, which is a great example of this stability in the exchange rate of the Iraqi dinar, which is extremely important for its reinstatement. And you don't even see that. You didn't even notice that. You didn't give it credit that this nonsense of almost 2 weeks could have destroyed the rate, could have destroyed the auctions. But the lava flow continues because all of that is what? Part of the CBI, not the GOI. The GOI is being neutered. Come here, boy. No. Come here, boy. No! You're going to the vet. No, we're not. Come here, boy. No! I give you a biscuit. I don't care. Give me a damn biscuit. I'm going over. No. And that's pretty much what the GOI is saying right now. No! Marty, get your ass out of here. No! Because the moment that he steps out of that protection... Oh, my gosh, the military protection that he has right now as a minister or as a prime minister, it'll be gone. It'll be beyond neutered for him. No, I'm going nowhere. I'm staying right here where I'm protected. Fine, whatever, yes. You can. Okay. See what you can do then, because that's going to be a problem. You know what? Never mind. It's always something, you know. Oh, my God. Okay. Don't worry about me, family. I'm just getting beat up here. God, I can't even read my own writing. I'm just tired. Yeah, so I hope I pointed out that... That the stability of the CBI and of the exchange rate and of the auctions is very reflective that the lava flow, the monetary reform, the phase that they're in right now is moving along very nicely, very, very nicely with no problem. Oh, Tink, see if you can get a hold of Garland. Look right here. See if you can get a hold of him and move him up then, because I'm sorry. Jan, there's just so many things in my head. I'm sorry, sweetheart. And if I stop, you know what happens. I'm getting old here. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say about this thing about Trump I mean, and it's not just that. It's Baghdadi. It's China. It's Russia working with us. Turkey working with us. It's the jobs. It's our S&P 500. This is amazing. And I mention all these things not to be political. Heck no, not to be political. But to point out that Donald Trump is using Iraq, in my opinion, to broker all of this, to do all of this. And I believe strongly that the Iraqi Dinar reinstatement is the button to push that will launch everything else. Know what I mean? Yeah, Baghdadi, remember I used the word phagocytosis? This is also the same with him. You see, his own people told the United States of America, his own people told Turkey, his own people told Iraq. He's over here. No. More to the left. Yeah, there he is. He's right there. Holy cow. Hold on, family. I just lost my whole board here. I just have to bring it back up, and we're set. Yeah, he's right here. And phagocytosis is a biological word that means that something is actually imploding. It's destroying itself. That was so funny that they they turned him in. They turned him in. All righty. Now, where is, oh my goodness, it's almost time. Oh dear me. Here, let me give you a quick jump ahead of what we're doing pretty soon here, part two. And we're only going to have three advertisers, so we'll move fast tonight. You ready? This is your introduction for part two. I hope part two explained to you and made it very clear that nothing has stopped with the monetary reform. And I hope that I have brought you three pieces of evidence, which we just reviewed right now, that it has not stopped. And once again, to reiterate, there's a gulf between the CBI and the GOI. I mean, granted, they're connected by that water, but they are separate. There's a large gulf between the two of them. What they need to do, as I said, is respect each other. And one side is not doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention to the fact that the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq is okay. Thank you. The governor of the Central Bank of Iraq, he cannot reveal the monetary reform. What he can do is bring out the phases of it and implement them four times, in my opinion. Alok has talked while the protesting has been going on for the last 2 weeks. They were watching the worst of times while the CBI continued with the best of times for the citizens of Iraq. Four times. In the second half of our program, I'll show you. Yet, the governor of the central bank is in a catch-22. You see, I am more than convinced and more than sure that he wants to release the pictures and descriptions and distribute the lower denoms. Four times he came out and he spoke with the citizens about the monetary reform during the protests. And it's for a reason. It's not for naught. Four times. There is a date of receipt. Who's it coming from? The CBI. Now let me, because I can talk more. Now let me clarify that. A date of receipt with us in our study. A date of receipt is not a piece of paper. When I did this, so that your brain would interpret it that way. Now, let me tell you, in my opinion, a date of receipt has been given to all the banks of Iraq. And a date of receipt is not a piece of paper. It is a target. And all the banks have it, in my opinion. It is a benchmark. Actually, I know you're not going to believe this, but everything I'm saying is in my opinion. This target, this benchmark, it was presented a long time ago. It was presented to the IMF actually last year. You remember the flow chart that we showed you just, was it about a month ago? Look at the pictures and descriptions, and then look at all the flow chart at the bottom, all the banks, remember? That's evidence that the CBI turned into, y'all got to stop calling, please. You just can't be rude like that, man. You see, if everybody was the same, it'd be all right. But there's only like about 10 rude people in the world, and I meet all 10 of them every day. That's funny, no? This benchmark, this target, this date, in my opinion, was presented a long time ago, just like the flow chart. It was needed in order for the IMF to understand, the Fab Four. And once they got all this information, all these reports from them on both sides, in D.C. and over here, or over there, then the Fab Four was satisfied knowing what they had accomplished with the monetary reform so far. And now they're in their final phase. And really important, because it's right here, me and Walking Stick are very, very strongly. And in my opinion, this target date that now all the banks have, it has not been dismissed. It has not been dismissed, in my opinion. Not by any protesting, not by the loss of what now, over 200 lives. Not by the removal of the GOI. No. No, because it was presented a long time ago and agreed upon. I mean, what did they do? Let's schedule a riot. Right here. Right there. Let's put a riot right there. Let's just F this whole thing up. But there would only be one person that could do that, because he's at the meetings. Thanks a lot, Sutter. Stupid. Anyways, what time is it? Oh, it's time. Huh? The only thing that's getting in the way of the monetary process right now is what's happening in the streets, not in the halls of the CBI. Oh. We got to talk some more. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in our three advertisers. Will, are you there?
I am, sir.
Oh, nice and loud. The floor is yours. Let me know when you're done.
Okie dokie dokie dokie. Hello, family. So sorry I missed y'all last week. I just flaked out, for goodness sakes. Couldn't make it up. Listen, I wanted to get on here tonight and invite you to probably the strongest, bestest call that I will ever do with Frank 26 concerning our health products that we talk about. This Wednesday evening, please don't miss this call. We have a lady coming to share with us. I want you to invite your friends, relatives, and neighbors to join us. If they've ever had anything like a heart problem or a stroke, if they've ever been depressed, if they've ever had Epstein-Barr or insulin resistance, mold toxicity, anything of that nature, please come and join us Wednesday evening, because it's absolutely going to be life-changing. Absolutely going to be life-changing. We have a lady coming to join us named Barbara, and we're looking so forward to hearing from her. And it's going to be wonderful, guys. It's going to change your life. Really, really will. Just can't say enough about it. It's going to be wonderful. Listen, you know, I talk about this oxidative stress situation a lot, and I'm finding more and more and more proof that oxidative stress is the cause behind over 250 diseases. And we have a product that assists the body in getting rid of oxidative stress. You might say, well, I don't have no oxidative stress. Well, yeah, you do. Everybody does. Everybody does. If you've got the privilege to be over 40 and still on the planet, yeah, you suffer from it, unfortunately. We all do. Even dogs and cats and horses and pigs and cows, they all suffer from oxidative stress because we all breathe oxygen and we all eat food, and that's where it comes from. It's completely natural, but it is the number one cause of aging. And like I said, it's been linked to over 250 diseases. So come over and join us Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock and get a blessing from Barbara. And I'll be doing a little talking too, for goodness sakes. And we're going to give away some free product, just like we always do. I hope you can be the winner. God bless you. And thank you for letting me be here again, Frank.
Thank you, Will. God bless you, my dear. You know, family, I'm going to put a little commercial in here with Will. Remember you saw that blood pressure of mine? Well, I took it before I came on here. It was 140 over 82 or something like that. I calmed down. And what I did, this product that Will is talking about, yeah. I had already taken them in the morning when I got up. And I went back and I took two more of each. It reduces oxidative stress. Boy, did I need that. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, this morning a lady called me. She says she was a prophet from God. And that God was sending her to tell me that that what I was doing was wrong because the Iraqi dinar is a scam. And she told me that that's my problem, that I don't hear from God and that I don't fast and that I don't do all kinds of stuff. I exploded. How dare you call me and tell me that you have a message from God for me like that? You didn't think I went to God and asked him if I should do this? You don't think the Holy Spirit touched me? When I said I don't hear God's voice, I don't. Maybe one day I will. My sister has. I believe my sister. I haven't. Oh, it's because you're sinful, Frank. It's because you don't fast, Frank. It's because you don't do this or that. And that's when I lost it. You have no right to judge me and my relationship with God. So anyway, she stressed me out to the point where I thought I was going to have a stroke. My whole head was burning up and hot. And I guess I lost it because I pour my heart into what I do. And I don't do foolish things. Our next advertiser is John. Hey, John, are you there?
I'm here, Frank. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound great. Go right ahead. Let me know when you're done.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank. Okay, family, so gold and silver, there's five reasons usually that people look to buy gold and silver. One is to hedge against poor government decisions or a potential economic collapse. Another is wealth accumulation. Another is wealth protection. Another is to diversify your portfolio. And the other is coin collecting. So the program that I'm talking to you about is a membership program that allows you to purchase gold, silver, and bullion at dealer direct pricing with absolutely no middleman. So you're basically going to get the best prices on the gold and silver from having the membership. Price increases. That this is a part of a presentation that we do, the price increases that have occurred. You know, they call it inflation, but since 2000, between 2000 and 2018, the price of foods have increased 43%. Your heating oils and heat sources and stuff have increased almost 100%. Since the year 2000, car insurance has gone up 97%. Water and sewers have gone up 133%. College tuition is 151%. Medical care is up 100%. You know, prices are increasing in the last basically almost 20 years now. Prices of everything, you know it, you go to the grocery store and you see it right there in the grocery store, prices increasing. Now, you know, our dollar, what's happening? Our dollar is losing its value, the inflation. In 1965, a one-ounce piece of silver could buy you a gallon of milk for a dollar. In 2019, a one-ounce piece of silver could buy you 5.1 gallons of milk. And you know the price of milk nowadays, so... that is a big difference. 1 ounce silver could buy you a movie ticket in 1965. And in 2019, a 1 ounce piece of silver would give you 1.8 movie tickets. So they're getting an increasing in buying power with silver as it increases in value. You know, if you had purchased one MS-70 Silver Eagle every month since 1986, it would have cost you about $40,000 to $50,000 to do that. But today's value, those MS-70 Silver Eagles would be worth almost $1.2 million. So, you know, buying Silver Eagles and collecting them over years will increase with value immeasurably. So here's some questions when people are asking, you know, where should I buy it from? Who should I trust? What should I buy? How do I buy in small quantities? How do I get more of it? So with this membership, it solves many of the problems that the average person like you and I face when starting to buy precious metals. So by getting a membership, you're going to get a lot of benefits that for the average person is really can really help you to get started. So You know, we have, there's a person in our company that I know who, after 2 years of being with this company and the program and doing the program, basically, they said that they have enough silver and gold that if they sold it all, could pay off of their six-figure home. So that's the value of collecting gold and silver or collectible coins. And that's a big part of this company as well, is collectible numismatic coins. And those tend to increase dramatically in value over the years. And the company selects the ones that, you know, they're going to pick that are good ones. So you don't have to go out and do that research. So with the membership, you're going to get dealer direct pricing on gold, silver, and bullion with no minimums or maximums. You're going to have access to custom jewelry. You're going to have access to a monthly auto saver program where you can have gold and silver delivered to your door automatically each month. You're going to have access to rare and exclusive collectible coins. There's travel savings. There's a buyer certification training program. There's private vault access. There's just a lot of things that you're going to get with your membership. Just like any membership that you get, you're going to get benefits, and there's a lot that come with it. What we've done is we do have an ad on the forum now. You may have to scroll down to the bottom of the page to see it, but if you click on that link on the ad on the forum, it will take you to a small website that I put together. On that website, it has a wealth strategy video that I encourage you all to watch. It's only about 18 minutes long, and it does cover the complete entire program from start to finish and should answer a lot of questions for you. You can go there and watch that. And if you're ready to get started with us, then read the other part there, that fill us out the information and send it back to us, and we can help you get started with the program. If you do not see the ad or you're not a member of the forum, you can always send an email to ktfacoins@gmail.com. And please include your first and last name in the subject heading and request more information so that we can keep people separated. If you're ready to get started, you can put your name in the subject heading and put ready to get started. Send us an email for that, and we will help you get set up. We will provide a link for you and walk you through the process and help you get things going. So I just encourage people to go to that or request to watch this wealth strategy video, which will completely cover this program to start to finish, so that it will help you get an understanding and see if, you know, this program is right for you. But in my opinion, you know, right now, gold and silver is a very good thing that you should be looking into getting your hands on more of. I know I've been doing this for about over a year now, and my collection of gold and silver is starting to amass quite nicely, and it's building up a significant value. So you got to get started or you'll never get there, but you should take a look at it and get with us, and we will help you in any way we can. Again, send an email to ktfacoins@gmail.com and let us know if you're ready to get started or if you want more information. Back to you, Frank.
Thank you, John. And Wayne Garland, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me okay, Frank?
Yes, Wayne. Real quick, hold on before you talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne is going to talk to you about this product. This is a thyroid energy, and this is iodine. Both of these products are from Wayne Garland, and I asked him to talk to you about these two. I take them every day. I do take a period where I wean off of it for a week, and then I go back on it. This is your thyroid, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find it up here. when you were a child, it was actually all the way down to where your abdomen is. It was that long. It has receded all the way down to probably about the size of a walnut. It produces less and less now at our age. These two, the thyroid supplement that Wayne Garland has, the thyroid energy, and this iodine that I take with it every morning, helps also with blood pressure. I was able to bring back my blood pressure quickly, didn't I? Wayne, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Frank. Great introduction. Thank you. And thank you, family, for being on and to listen to hear about one of the most extraordinary health discoveries that I made many years ago. This is a formula that contains the secret to the healing universe, I tell people. The reason Frank is so intelligent and so savvy about everything is because he takes the thyroid formula, which is composed of micromilled electrified iodine. Iodine is one of the atomic elements that run our body. Our body's run by minerals and vitamins, but the vitamins, as important as they are, they don't work without the minerals. And one of the most important minerals that I want to talk to you about tonight, that I want you to really seriously consider adding to your repertoire, is the thyroid mineral. There's an old saying in natural medicine that just a few drops of thyroid hormone chemical can make the difference between an idiot and an Einstein. It has transformational effect on the brain. It's the reason that we have such an epidemic of dementia is because we have a lack of iodine to nourish the brain and keep it young, fresh, and in thinking capacity. Years ago, centuries ago, you'd get iodine in your food supply, but sadly this is no longer true, except maybe in Japan, because they're great believers in iodine there. And I believe that's why now thyroid epidemic is just, it's now a pandemic here in the West. And it's a tragic medical fact that just a few microscopic grains of thyroid hormone that we use in these two formulas that Frank showed you are all that separates the super intelligent from abject cretinism. In between those two poles of thinking lies an eternity of medical and mental problems such as attention deficit disorder, Parkinson's disease, autism, learning difficulties, slow thinking, mono-bipolar disorder. These are all caused by a lack of this extraordinary mineral that's one of the ones that run our body. I believe that the thyroid might be the most underappreciated organ in our entire body. And it's crucial to intelligence formation. In Bangladesh, the country near India, there's an amazing story. The rate of cretinism, stupidity, was once over 65% of all newborn children, until there was a massive humanitarian program by a very rich Bangladeshi industrialist was initiated to provide high iodine-rich foods and supplements to the entire country. In less than 5 years, the rates of cretinism, slow learning, dropped by over 80% with no drug intervention needed. Iodine, I believe, is the most miraculous mineral. It's one that's sadly neglected or not even thought about by the general doctors. And I walked through Whole Foods this weekend looking at all the labels. You know what? I couldn't find in the number one health food store in the country, I could not find one nutritional supplement that had iodine in there. And that's just terrible that here's that Jeff Bezos, who runs owns Whole Foods, doesn't know anything about one of the most important things. He's not as smart as he thinks he is. I believe what's what the promo code is the element. I believe that iodine is the miracle mineral element that we all need an enormous amount of. We do need all of our minerals, but in particular for intelligence formation, for our children to be able to avoid autism. And it's now an epidemic scale problem, and but it can be instantly cured by the factory inside us, and that's our thyroid. If you give or feed or supply that factory, the thyroid factory, with the miracle mineral iodine, and that's what we're talking about tonight, and that's what you'll be able to buy as of tomorrow. And you can buy the two super formulas. There's the detoxified iodine that was created by one of the most amazing healers of all time, Edgar Cayce, who believed it was the greatest missing links in all of mankind. Do these doctors and pharmaceutical industries, do they advocate iodine therapy? No. They put you on a synthetic thyroid, Synthroid, with all the pitfalls that that comes with. Fatigue, obesity, depression, dementia. You've heard of those? Do any of you have those that are listening? Well, that's all caused by a lack of this miracle mineral inside our thyroid. Drugs don't cure disease. They treat the symptoms. Invariably, they come with a host of side effects that make life miserable. You don't have to have that. Your children don't have to have that. Your children don't have to run the risk of coming down with autism. Autism is caused, Dr. John Cannell, one of the big doctors out in California, he believes that this is all caused by a lack of iodine in the children's diet, according to an incredible breakthrough physicist, Dr. Broda Barnes, who wrote a book, Hyperthyroidism, The Unsuspected Illness. There are at least 47 symptoms of low thyroid function. And Barnes estimates that nearly 40 to 50% of the adult population have some form of thyroid deficiency, such as, let me run through them very quickly for you, fatigue, depression, dementia, brain fog, low immune response, poor hair growth, constipation, weight gain, fluid retention, irregular menstrual cycle, infections, discoloration of the skin, hair loss, drooping eyelids. I'm not making this. This is all caused by a lack of this miracle mineral iodine. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out what to do. A sluggish thyroid, which is caused by a lack of iodine, can also be linked to fatty liver, high cholesterol, candida, low insulin production. What's that mean, low insulin? Diabetes. Because the thyroid governs all metabolic processes right down to the cellular level, every organ and system in the body can be affected by its dysfunction. So please, many elderly people come to me to be treated for hypothyroidism, and they've been improperly diagnosed with dementia. After a short course on our iodine formula, their comeback was startling to them and their family. Energy levels rebounded, thinking capacity and memory came back, weight problems disappeared, persistent colds and flus became a thing of the past, all because of the power of the iodine mineral, and in particular, the miracle mineral that we're selling and we make for you. With nearly 40% of the population estimated to have some kind of thyroid malfunction, the odds are that you have a thyroid problem too. So please, study the thyroid section of our website. Get the iodine formula by Dr. Edgar Cayce, Tomadine, it's called, which is used at his institute in Virginia Beach. And he believed in the supernatural power of iodine and said it was one of the great missing links in all mankind, particularly in generating intelligence and the role of the thyroid in treating all disease, particularly hormonal disease. And he learned the recipe for the special form of iodine that we are selling to you people at KTFA. It became incredibly famous back in the 1930s and 40s, and it was called Atomidine. That's what you're going to be buying from us. That's a staggering, staggering discovery and a staggering formula we're going to release to you, and you'll be able to buy as of tonight. I want you to get it, and also the sister formula, which is called Thyroid Energy. That has everything the thyroid needs. It's not just iodine. It has sea vegetables and adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha and minerals that support the thyroid. So you're getting a total mega nutrient formula in conjunction with the liquid iodine drops. So it's an entire nutritional program that you can utilize and lead a life free of exhaustion and mental depletion. And we mix that, by the way, with another amino acid called tyrosine, and an adaptogenic herb to go with it called ashwagandha, zinc, selenium, all of which work with the iodine to stimulate and nourish your vital thyroid hormone production. We also put vitamins B6 and B12, which are also superb. So there you have it. You have one of the great products of all time. I couldn't find it anywhere to duplicate it in the biggest health food store in the world, in Whole Foods. So just get online and go on to our website, should you wish, at bodyasdoctor.com, and you can order it. You can call tomorrow on 877-975-9080. And talk to one of our extraordinary product facilitators, and they will take you through the story as well and get this supplied to you as soon as possible. We have a promo code for both of them, by the way, both of the iodine formulas, and the promo code is the link, because this is the link to staggering longevity and staggering health, particularly for the brain and the thyroid. So there's some other things I preach to everyone. Make sure that the water you're drinking is free of fluoride. More than 50 years ago, the American Dental Association convinced their government to add fluoride to the water supply. And what that does, it wreaks havoc on the thyroid, particularly on a child. So we made sure that our water filtration products, which are available, will be able to get rid of that from your water. But don't even think of buying iodine with that in there. It's just Synthroid is just a ridiculously dangerous chemical that no one should be taking. So that's my pitch for you today. It's all about the miracle mineral iodine. This is going to be able to bring you the intelligence and the health and longevity that you want. And but please make sure that apart from avoiding all water with fluoride, make sure your toothpaste doesn't have it. Make sure that you stay off all hard liquor and hydrogenated fats. These all block the body from using its iodine. So there's some other tips for you as well that are very, very important. But try to get the thyroid energy formula in conjunction with the iodine drops that we supply, and you will be on the path to extraordinary longevity and health, particularly for your brain and avoiding dementia. Thank you, Frank. It's been wonderful to talk about this extraordinary formula.
I agree, Wayne. I agree. All your products are fantastic. Thank you very much, sir. See you next week.
See you next week. Good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our three advertisers. Are we done, Tink? Actually, yeah, because I don't want parameters, golly. I'm just tired, Dan. I want perimeters. So you change it, honey, while I do this, because I can't do it. What am I doing now? Oh, hi. We're back to part two now that we're going to do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing, in my opinion, that is getting in the way of the monetary reform process right now is what's happening in the streets. But it isn't complicated because it's not what's happening in the halls of the CBI What's happening there is very simply the movement, the process, this final phase. That's why I want to tell you that during the time of this protest, roughly about 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks, but inside of about 10 days or so, in that time period, the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq, Alat, came out four times. And he talked directly to the citizens of Iraq, directly to the citizens of Iraq. And he said, basically, look, hey, chill. No, he didn't say that. But if he could, I bet you he would have. We're watching everything. We're monitoring everything. We see what you guys want. We want you to, you know, listen to what we have to tell you. Maybe that'll help you to calm down. And four times he talked. And basically it's hey, citizens, don't slow me down. Ooh. Don't slow me down. Don't get in my way of keeping my promise to you of purchasing power. Please. Pay attention to what we've already told you, that every time, well, pay attention to what we've told you, and here's why, in my opinion, because when Walking Stick and my teams and I, when we have shared things with you, they have come to fruition. What we tell you becomes true. Why wouldn't this last part of our study be the same with you and I? Be strong. I want you to remember, because these are not my words, these are our Locke's words. Before I read them to you, here's what we're going to do. Phone, please. We are now going on a little trip. We're going to enter the time tunnel. We're going to go back a few days. And we're going to look at what happened as it all evolved. Because I didn't share nothing with you. Well, the only thing I shared with you was those two videos. In fact, here they are. These are the two videos that I shared with you, remember? Those videos were for a reason, and I hope you enjoyed them. Here we go. Taking you back all the way to Thursday, because that was the day before protests, right? Okay. Thursday, there it is. Here we go, family. We are now going to take a trip Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today's report. Now, the reason I'm going to bring this to you now is so that you understand where we're at right now. If I would have shared with you these reports from our Firefly when they were coming in, it would have been like Tony and Jim. Oh, woe is me. The world's coming to an end. Oh, they're going to kick this down the road even further. And I can't deal with that type of undisciplined attitude. I don't have the time. I don't have the strength anymore, it looks like. I'm getting too old on you. So here we go. Good morning, Mr. Frank. Thursday morning. We're seeing so many that are trying to calm the citizens outside for tomorrow. Even Kurdistan is on television. But we have Sadr and his followers, so it's well organized. We should be fine. All this talk from Mahdi, but he's not giving us what we deserve, our money, our purchasing power. We are preparing for tomorrow. Mr. Frank, tomorrow citizens are going to demand that we want them to stop the currency auction. Sidebar. How many times have I taken you to a sidebar when I talk to you about the auctions already? This is the fourth time. Must be for a very good reason. Yeah, the first one was to show you that the monetary reform did not stop. The auctions did not change. The exchange rate continued stable. That's extremely important for what's happening in this final phase of the Iraqi dinar. Got it? Good. Let us continue. We are demanding that they stop the currency auctions. Sidebar again. Notice how the citizens know that the auctions is the source of where they're losing their money to the Iranians. These citizens know damn well what's happening with their currency and their monetary reform. You should too. Really? Oh, my God. This is about our Heavenly Father, not about me. Not at all. We're demanding that they stop the currency auctions. All of it. Stop it. It's all being stolen. It's all being stolen from us by fake businesses and the corrupt. The protest today is showing signs of this. We are demanding the auction stop immediately. Three times he said that in this report. You see, the auctions is the key, the whole source of what's going on. All they got to do is stop them for a second, raise the value, and we're done. But they didn't. They kept it going. And the reason why is, well, it'll be on these easel boards when I get to it in a second. I'm not going to, well, maybe I will. I'll read what I said to him as well. And I responded, Eddie, look, the fact that they are demanding the auctions to stop immediately is evidence, is proof that the citizens have received their education about the monetary reform. They know that there's a change coming to their currency and their exchange rate, and that is why they are demanding it now. Yes, sir, we are. You see, you can't get these things in articles. To which I said, Eddie, you have to rest assured and believe in what I'm telling you, in my opinion. It is happening. The government has nothing to do with the Central Bank of Iraq. The monetary reform is still happening. Listen to my last YouTube and you'll learn more. Yes, sir, I will. Later in the afternoon on Thursday, tell Mr. Frank for me. Tell Mr. Frank for me that on satellite TV, they are ordering all government employees to evacuate all buildings prior to tomorrow's demonstrations. Do you understand now why we told you that they were all going to run? They did. And tell Mr. Frank, unlock now, again, on TV. What? Thursday? Jan, what was the date for Thursday? The 24th? That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to see my notes here? You see this breakdown? You see all of that? You see where it takes us to? Okay, hold on. Get your calendars out. Get your calendars out. Tell me when you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, on the 13th of this month, on a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, on the 13th of this month, on a Sunday, a lot came on television on Iraqi satellite, and that's also important for you to understand that, on Iraqi satellite television. And he told the citizens, I want to talk to you about the lower denoms. And we have it in our report from our Firefly, and we gave that to you on the 14th, which was a Monday. And he talked only to the citizens of Iraq on the 13th. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On this day, Allah comes out and he tells the citizens about the lower denoms. Haven't forgotten them, Allah. The following day, on a Monday, we were expecting banks to receive the lower denoms. Instead, they got what we call a written receipt. I don't know how to spell schedule. S. Wait a minute. S C H U L D E.
No. S C H U L D E.
I knew it was a D, yeah, D. L E. Look. They got themselves a bloody schedule, okay? A schedule. And this was what was actually presented, in my opinion, to the banks of Iraq. Then, on the following day, on Tuesday, riots. All the riots, huh? Then, from the 15th, onward, let's draw it down here, if you don't mind. Then, from the 16th, to the 24th, we have pretty much the time period of the protesting for the second one. So you had the first one up here, and now we've got the second protesting in this ballpark area here. But on the 16th, on a Wednesday, you want to keep it because we already filled in these dates, okay? I erased it. But then on the 16th, on a Wednesday, again, Allah comes out. From the CBI, on satellite TV, and talks only to the citizens and tells them, I got 12 trucks. So, over here, on the 13th, is where Allah comes out. Let me get rid of this here. So you got Allah here talking to the citizens. You got Allah here talking to the citizens. And then we said from the 16th to the 24th is basically the second rites. Okay. Well, guess what? On the 24th, which is, when was the 24th? Thursday, wow. On the 24th, right here, so you got that all filled up, you got that filled up, you got that filled up, you got 16th filled up, and 16th to the 24th is basically the second riots. And on the 24th, guess who comes out and talks to the citizens again? Alak. Woo! On the 24th. And this time he's with a GOI guy. That's what Eddie called him. Some GOI guy, Frank. Some finance guy. What are they talking about? The monetary reform. What about it? He's not happy. He's not. No. So we have him talking the day before the riots, the day of the, the day after the riots. We got him talking on the 24th with some plus, some finance guy from the GOI. Shoot, you coming with me, sucker. We're going to talk to these people. You GOI, come with me. It's your fault. And he talks to the citizens. Yeah, there's a fourth one, too. But let's catch up with where we're at so far. Let me know when it's 9:30, Jen. I'll step on the gas even faster. Thursday, tell Mr. Frank that the TV here, they're ordering all governor employees, we've already said that, to evacuate. Alak now is on television. This is the 24th one, okay? The third time that he pops up. Alak is now on Rakia television, and he is talking to all of us, and he's saying, he's being interviewed. He says, it is a difficult situation because due to Iraq's unstable government and dealing with corruption and political turmoil. Okay, let's see. What did you want, Dr. Shabibi, that you told Blue Star? Well, we need it to be stable, stability-wise, safer, yeah. I see. Don't have that right now, huh? Well, I guess not. Alrighty, and what else is there on here? It's with the corruption and the politics. Ladies and gentlemen, the CBI is ready, but this is so political, it sucks. It makes you want to vomit when you look at the politics, not only in Washington, D.C., the Democrats against one person, Trump, but also what's going on here. These roaches, these cockroaches, these worms in the GOI. It's all political. If you take the C, well then you pay attention to me. I'm part of the GOI. But you are Iranian. Who the hell put you there? Money. Yeah. And that's why they want a clean slate. But check it out. The governor comes out and on television on the 24th, the third time he pops up, and he says, "You know, it's a difficult situation." And it's due to, Iraq's unstable government. you jerk, the guy that was next to him. And also with the dealing of corruption and the political turmoil that's going on with the citizens, it's just not feasible environment right now for the CBI to continue at this time. There it is. It's just not feasible at this time for the CBI to continue, at this time with the implementation of more reforms. Dude, you only got one reform, the monetary reform. Okay, that one. Okay. What else you got to say, Alak? Well, the government, this guy next to me, this guy, he's going to talk to you in a minute. The government must be stable. Let me see, flashback, Blue Star, Dr. Shabibi, what do you want? Security and stability, and then we'll do it. Okay. The government must be stable to help offset financial needs of citizens. This is not to say that in the... What? This is not to say what? Now, this next part from the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. is our interpretation that he's trying to tell everybody, we ain't stopping nothing. But what we are observing, and we don't like what we see. Clean up in aisle three, please. Can we get that done? If we do, then let me say the following. Let me just say the following, okay? Okay, here we go. Now, it's just the government must be stable to help offset the financial needs of the citizens. Now, this is not to say that in coming days, to weeks, this situation could change. You think? It already has. This could change and be more suitable for the CBI, and the CBI would, again, look. That's what you're doing, stupid. And we would look at releasing more of the betterment of Iraq. You mean the worst of days, the best of days? What you guys are doing is the best, isn't it? Yeah. We're releasing the betterment, Mark. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's in fact, here, let me show it to you. Let me see. It's not the betterment. Government, there you go. Yeah, I think you can catch most of it there. Yeah, the government is a bunch of jerks, and they got to offset financially this and that. And what are you talking about? Well, it's not to say that this could change in the coming day. When is it? This is not to say in coming days. In coming days to weeks, this situation could change. Mr. Frank, for the betterment, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So this is not. Mr. Frank. Yes, Eddie. Does this not sound good, Mr. Frank? It's on TV news today. From Alok, the CBI governor. He's being interviewed about CBI, about a CBI position during all this unrest. To which I say, oh my goodness, you just don't understand. You don't understand. This is fantastic. I say, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. This is very, very, very good. You see, it overlaps with our YouTube presentation. This is exactly what we said yesterday on our YouTube, that the CBI is watching the 25th. Based on what happens that day, they will determine the currency reform. But in my opinion, the lower notes are already at the banks. And in my opinion, the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq knows very well that what they are about to do. And that's why he says conditions could change. And the reason he says that, Eddie, is because I'm telling you that they have changed. But it all depends on tomorrow, which was the 25th. It all depends more on tomorrow. There must not be any violence, only demonstration. And then the central bank would use the date that my. To which he says, I hope so, Mr. Frank. Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock, 3:07 in the afternoon. Mr. Frank, satellite TV's on again. They got Baghdad airport officials. Really? What are they saying? They're announcing 337 deputies of the parliament have left the country. And Iraq is holding 52 high-ranking generals responsible for killing of last protests, but yet not saying a word about the Iranian sniper. We just see nothing but corruption, Mr. Frank. I respond to him late that evening. It may be a slow process, but the citizens, they are going to get what they want. If not, the citizens will remove the government, and the ministers are too scared for that to happen. So they will backstab each other. And then so on and so on, whatever else I said. And he says, I totally agree, Mr. Frank. The last communication, late at night on Thursday. Mr. Frank, demonstrations are trying to gain access to the green zone. This was on the 24th, okay? And late at night, they were trying to get into the... Once he told me that, I knew that there would be killings. You cannot do that. They'll shoot you. They'll shoot you. They don't know what you're trying to do. You can't go and break into a government building. Mr. Frank, demonstration is trying to gain access to Green Zone now. They crossed the bridge. Demonstrators getting hit with hot water cannons and reporting of hearing gunfire. And then more and more. You see, there's no need for me to share with you everything. Then, Friday morning, early in the morning, Mr. Frank, 227 have been wounded, with 224 alone just in Baghdad. It's been from tear gas and sound bombs. He meant acoustic bombs and sound bombs. And they're using hot water cannons where the citizens have tried to enter into the green zone. There are fires all over the city, and several of the headquarters of the government have been set on fire. Mahdi is now saying that he refuses to resign. This is the 25th. He refuses to resign. And if he did, it would just create total chaos, he says, because the remaining parliament, they're all gone. He said if he resigned, it would just create chaos, because he said the whole parliament's gone. No, I'm serious. But the media's got to sell newspapers, don't they? Oh, dear. Oh, my dear God. Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this, family. Oh, dear God. This thing just went all the way back. And it means that I have to find where I left off. Were we on Friday? We got the airport, right, that they ran? Oh, dear God. Sound bombs entering, fires all over. Mahdi says he refuses to resign. And if he did, it would just create total chaos, because the remaining parliament, all gone, left the country. A lot. Number four. Numero cuatro. Mr. Frank, this is Friday. Mr. Frank Alok, he came back on television again with the finance guy, and they're interviewing him. And they're saying that due to the political unrest that's going on right now, it's not a suitable environment for the reforms to continue at this time. He went on to say that when stability returns, the CBI again will assess the reforms for the needs of the citizens. However, due to civil unrest and political turmoil, all reforms at this time are being recalled until stable circumstances. Mr. Frank, this is saying from CBI, no reforms at this time. We're not getting paid yet. This from CBI. A lock and finance representative from Baghdad satellite on TV today. And I can see that he's sad, but he doesn't understand. So I respond, Eddie, that is correct. I know about that. Because just like I've been telling you,
If the protest was peaceful, the CBI would continue. But if the protest was violent, the CBI would think twice. We can only pray that there is no more protesting, because the CBI, believe it or not, wants to raise the value. But they will not if the citizens and the government continue to fight with each other. And Godspeed to your country. Friday afternoon, Mr. Frank, 3 dead in province outside of Baghdad. 966 have been wounded, all to the hospital. Total, Abadi, saying government lied to citizens and should resign. They are not saying who gave word and killed citizens before it was high up from the proxy Iranian government. And they will not tell the citizens the truth. And it happened again today. 3 killed as Shiite security forces opened fire and killed 3 breaking into government buildings. Yeah, you got to stop that. Mr. Frank, DAW headquarters on fire. To whatever I said. And then he says, this is Neil, our sponsor for Eddie. Hey, Frank, anything Eddie finds, it seems like they're sending very bad news here. Very bad here, not getting worse. Oh, it's getting worse. That's probably what that spell check was. Fires. They're using rubber bullets and sound bombs. Crowds are trying now to get into the green zone. They tried late last night. There are many fires, buildings around the green zone. In all provinces, star of emergency, state of emergency has been declared. And so forth and so forth. I asked him about the dead, and he says, that was in another city in another province where they killed them, not in Baghdad. Their news is reporting it wrong. We still have internet. We can still get you, la, 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 showing on television. Maliki's office of law is now on fire. The citizens are surrounding, and we have targeted all Maliki places and setting them all on fire. That's the other former prime minister. I know. So they send that, and then they send me a link where they you can see that it's burning. Oh, and by the way, Tank, you called me like 5 times yesterday, and then you left me a text saying, well, I see you decided not to answer me. Tank, I have a life. Okay? And I shut my phone down yesterday because I was with my father. Saturday and Sunday I was with him, okay? Don't get jealous of my life. If I would have seen, if I had the phone and on, because I turned it off, and I would have seen it was you, Tank, I would have definitely answered the phone. Okay? Be cool. You wanted me to listen to the speech directly? Hold on, family. Walking stick is communicating. Do I share or do I stand down? Where was I? What was I saying? Was I reading? I think I was reading. Hold on. Maliki's office on fire, showing TV. Thank you. Now being reported. This is still Friday. Now being reported, Mr. Frank, masked men in cars, black mask, with cars with no tags, are running over the protesters to kill them. We have security patrol now for this evening, Friday night, in our neighborhoods. I told them, look, you guys have to understand that you have to notice a lot came out to talk about the reform in the middle of the protesting. Only shows you that the monetary reform is still moving forward, even with this protesting the CBI to give them this to the citizens. The whole monetary reform process is very political, but it is not stopping. A lot even told citizens all of this can change in a matter of days. He's trying to tell them that we're not stopping anything, and we want to give you this purchasing power. Almost all the banks have... I said, thank you. The last communication Friday night. Jabari. Oh, they hit him. I didn't even see. I forgot about it. How are we doing? Are we losing y'all? You're still a silent time. Jabari. House was burnt down. I'm sorry. Jabari's house was burnt down today on news earlier. We have on TV that the United Nations representatives are saying they're going to come in. What's happening to Iraq citizens is a violation of human rights, and Iraq is now on the verge of being returned to Article 7 for mistreatment of citizens. It was warned during last demonstration, another 20 killed today, sir. And then, that was Friday. Now, Saturday and Sunday, nothing. And why do I tell you that? Because that's my interpretation, that it wasn't necessary to send us a report. So 3 days later, at 7 o'clock in the morning, good morning, Mr. Frank. The citizens are still in the streets today, and the slogans are in the spirit of blood. We redeem you, Iraq. We're really pissed. And followed by several anti-Iranian slogans, too, about time. The government deployed a special anti-terrorism unit, deployed special anti-terrorism force units in Baghdad today. While the governor says that they will work on reforms, but they're still giving us crumbs. Not what we want. The United Nations spokesman on television is being interviewed, and they're telling the Iraq government to give us our demands immediately. And it's due to the civil right violation. And they said that Iraq is on the verge of going back to full Chapter 7. He said, they're on a thin line of probation. Their thin line of probation is being destroyed by civil rights violations to citizens. This is his fifth time. So let's see, in 2 weeks, actually it was about 10 days. Hold on, family. Understood, standing down. Talk to you tomorrow. Opinion. I think that the CBI really, really wants to give this to the citizens. Where'd I leave off? Oh, yeah, they're going to go back to full Chapter 7. They're on a thin line of probation is being destroyed by civil rights violation to citizens. Alok replay. Number five. Alok replay. I know it's a replay. I don't care. It's number five. Alok replay of his speech was shown in parts all around Iraq yesterday. And again, he was not asking citizens to calm down, like you suggested, Frank. He basically said that the reforms. Now we all know that Iraq only has one reform, Mr. Frank, the financial reform, so whatever. The reforms being worked out by the CBI, and the CBI only has the monetary reform. They don't have the economic reform. That's the GOI. And so basically he said that the reforms that are being worked out, that are being worked on by the CBI, has been stopped due to unstable political and security issues. He said in order to reform, to work properly, Iraq's government must be stable and security stable. And now that's what, and now, Mr. Frank, that's not happening. It is. It is, Eddie. Mr. Frank, we see Saleh on TV talking about replacing all government officials with temporary stand-in government until new elections. It's just total chaos here. Not sure what you're seeing or hearing is the truth anymore. Alat replay was only that one section. Bingo! They dissected it. They took out that part so that they can tell the citizens, look, doggone it! We want to do this! It's just, it's freaking nuts out there! We can't. In a few days, though, it could change. In a week or two, it could change. We want to do this. Hell, we wouldn't even come out and talk about this. 5 times I talked about it in the last 10 days. Was it 10 days? 13 to the 28th as well. How many days is that? Yeah, that's 15 days. That's 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, I've talked about it 5 times. Yeah. A lock replay was only that one section, but that section says it all. The reforms have stopped by the CBI at this present time, Mr. Frank. Yeah, but it also says that they're ready to do it in a couple of days, or in a few days to a couple of weeks. If you clean this mess up. And they are. And that's why, Eddie, you didn't send me anything for 2 days in a row. The remains right now is like amber. You know, after the forest fire that destroyed everything, you still see some amber, little hot spots. Thank you for your report, Eddie. And unfortunately, only time is the best medicine for the protesting to stop in order to allow the CBI to go back to the monetary reform. I pray that the protesting has stopped. Because the banks in Iraq, in my opinion, I can't tell you that part. And Eddie says that the proxy government must go. It must go. Even a proxy says only way to freedom is reject the proxy governor Sadr, holding sit-ins at parliament saying Mahdi must resign or be taken out of the office. There's just a lot of turmoil right now, Mr. Frank. Yes, I know, Eddie. And I want to thank you for your updates. I truly appreciate them, but also realize that these are the conditions in the CBI, then the CBI has no choice but to wait until conditions are proper. The CBI has nothing to do with the government. They can only wait until the issue is settled, until the government cleans up the streets. Eddie says, they're all crooks. Poor Eddie. They're all crooks. Yeah, I know. And they put the curfew back. It's from 12 p.m. to 6. Alrighty. So anyways, family, you read that, or we read that to you. Now, and you saw the dates, right? You saw the dates wherever I put that chart, that easel board. I don't know. It's gone. Now, oh, yeah. So, when was it?
right here on the 16th, when a lot comes out, and we have at least one article that backs that up, right? When a lot comes out and he says, hey, citizens, look at my 12 trucks. They're full of funds and they're going. Where are they going? Well, looky here. We should every now and then periodically reiterate that this is all in my opinion. This is all in my opinion. It's just my opinion, okay? I hope it helps. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on that day, when was that day, the 12th? 16th, on the 16th. On the 16th, when Alok told the citizens when he came out on TV, that was the second time that he came out, the second time out of the 10 days in the last 2 weeks. And he said, I got 12 trucks, and they're full of funds. Really? Rule number one, never leave the caps off of these. And they're full of funds. Really? Yeah, they're full of funds. And then the article came out, and the article says that they're full of... And it says they're full of money, too. But where are they going? Well, they're going to unknown destinations. Well, isn't this truck full of money that's coming out of the green zone where the CBI is at? Yeah. And some government banks in the zone? Yeah. Well, shoot. What, you're not taking out the three zeros, are you? Thanks, sweetheart. You're not taking out the three zeros, are you? Y'all burn them when you get them. No. The day before, I mean, a few days before this, you talked to us about the lower denoms. Is that what you're moving? Unknown destinations, don't know anything else. Fine. And ladies and gentlemen, from that 16th when they left and they went out, until up to today, which is what, the 28th, in my opinion, they went to the perimeters. They went to the far, far reaches. I think they had a little pit stop along the way for whatever reason, but then they continued. And if you remember, can somebody post on the forum right now on what do you call this, chat, live stream chat? What were the last words I said to you when we were last together 5 days ago, Thursday night? It went something to the effect that in my opinion, the banks that are farther away from, remember, are closer to what? And the reason I said that is because of this. The banks, which is where I think they went, these are banks. Here comes the truck, and they leave, and they go to the farthest reaches away from the central bank. In other words, the ones that are really hard to communicate with, the mom-and-pop places, you know what I mean? The 7-Eleven. Oh, look at here, Sam Rice, and also One Dinar Hope, and also Tink. The farther away from the green zone, the closer that the banks are to the date. That's what I said. Oh, we're shutting down. Hang in there. God. In fact, we should end this now. Okay, so hold on. Hit refresh. Did you shut down over there, Tink?
Mine's kind of pixely, but no.
Oh, it looks like we're okay. It came back for me. So, oh, wait a minute. I have to stop this. It's, all right, I know that it's shutting down, so just leave me alone. Gentlemen, let's define that and let's call it a night. The reason I said that is because when these 12 trucks left on the 16th, they traveled to the perimeter of Iraq, the hardest ones.
That's all. Wow. Oh man. I don't know what to do, sweetie, because it live stream just completely will not come back up. And our Wi-Fi has shut down. And the more I think about it, I am being shut down on purpose, Jen.
Okay. Page
command override, please. It's what, Jen? Wow, I have never seen that disappear like that before. The whole Wi-Fi just shut down, huh?
Well, you have your phone, but I can't tell if anybody.
Yeah. Huh? That's it. I don't know what to do. And there's really nothing we can do. Because every time I say go live here,
yes.
It will not. Oh, wait a minute. It might do it now.
Yes.
Jen. Start live video. I'm going to hit that and see if that helps. I think what we'll do, babe, is just say good night. I'm getting a little worried. I know I didn't do anything wrong. You know. Would you stop breaking my stuff? I think we're back, Jen. See if we're back up there. I'm sorry?
I'm not.
Well, we're broadcasting. Now, I got to get it to work over here. You know what? This might be the perfect thing just to end this. Do you have Wi-Fi?
No.
How about getting my other Wi-Fi? Might as well break it out and see what we can do. I wonder if they're on the phone, babe. Oh, I like to do 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 do. Did you see what Walking Stick said? You know what? I'm not going to say anything because I might be heard here on this phone. You want to read it? I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's, All righty, babe. So now, what about over there? See if you can connect. Huh? Yeah, see if you can connect over there. And I'm going to see if I can connect. Oh, they can hear me. Somebody attacked on the phone. Oh, good thing I didn't say anything. Pooh is live. Oh, phone is live. Oh, bad spell check. Sergeant, can't see. My poor feet are killing me. When I get a 3-day pass, I'm gonna kick the sergeant's left.
Okay, so I have the phone.
You got the phone?
Let's see. They're up for a stream.
Well, the thing is, you should be able to see me now, right?
Yes, I'm totally hooking everything back up.
Well, with me, I'd have to go in. No, you know what? Yeah, it looks like I'm up here, too. You guys stop freaking my stuff. I'm telling you. I ain't going to tell you nothing now. That's it. Actually, I came back just so I could say goodbye to you in a very, you know, in a polite way. Because there's a lot of you that came, and we also want to go ahead and dismiss ourselves properly. So the moral of the story up here is that, well, you got it, didn't you? You got it. If you're farther away, I got something to tell you. Oh, okay. And what they did is they traveled to the farthest places, in my opinion, and they started telling them from there. So now they worked their way inward, back. And now the rest of the places that have receipts. Now, Walking Stick sent information. Can't release it. So you pray that I'm giving permission to. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I don't see how I can release this information. Now the CBI has to. Let's see what happens. Everything I've said to you tonight is strictly in my opinion, and I want to dismiss this right now. We had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. So we're gonna pray, and we're gonna have Andy blow the shofar. Heavenly Father, Abba, in your throne room, I have the greatest respect, and I beg for mercy. I beg to be forgiven of my sins, of my pride, of my ego, of my anger, of my judgment of others. Please, Heavenly Father, don't be too disappointed in me. By the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, please, Father, bestow mercy and grace and forgiveness on me. I pray for my wife, my children, I should say our children, our grandchildren, my dad, my aunt, my sister, those, my little small family. There aren't too many of us, but we're here to serve your kingdom. I thank you for this call this evening, the ability to help and to transcend our information into words so that others can hear it. And I pray that they take it to you back in prayer for proper understanding too. You're my God. You're my God. You're my everything. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, amen, Abba. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Holy Spirit. Andy, are you still with us?
No.
We lost them, huh? If I had lost everybody with. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we probably also lost our brother Andy. It is late. And with the Wi-Fi and everything going, exploding on us. Look at that, 12, almost 1,300 people stayed and were with us in a prayer. Do you see the difference that we're making?
You remember when they laughed at us when we were gathered together, you know, 200-300 of us? And when we grew into the thousands, and now we're into the tens of thousands. We're a little family. But remember what I told you. Only a specific amount will stay. The rest will leave us. Those that stay, I'm really, really going to lean on you. I'm going to depend on you. We're going to hold hands together, and we're going to do some amazing things for God's kingdom, okay? So, we don't have Andy. We don't blow this shofar. Tink, let's say aloha. You ready?
Yep.
Uno, dos, tres. Aloha. Y'all want to say it? Y'all want to say it? Come on, say aloha to us on three. One, two, three. That makes me so happy. God bless you all. I pray that you understood. We'll see if we do a UB2B tomorrow. Hey, hey, how about this? I got an idea. You got a lot tonight. Want to do a Q&A UB2B tomorrow? All you got to do, no apples. No, you don't bring this teacher apples, okay? You bring me cookies. I'll answer your questions, okay? Y'all take care of each other. I love you. Let me say goodbye to you as you have said goodnight to us. Very quickly, I'll go back a little bit and start. Huh?
You want me to stop this?
Oh, the recording. Yeah. Bye-bye, recording. Love you. Bye-bye.